nurse. He's coming from human genetics, neuroscience, and has to put on the thing first, and psychiatry.
Okay. Yeah, so I just sent a student to Claire's lab, and I didn't. Nice to meet you. So it's a pleasure to be here. I don't often get to interact with undergrads just because I'm in the Faculty of Medicine. Most of my teaching's done in the Faculty of Medicine, so medical students, but myself and my colleagues are totally committed to undergraduate education, and I would just reinforce the dean's message, which is talk to us. We can't always accommodate everybody. We do get a lot of requests, but everybody I know is very committed to it, having placements either through the university system for credits, summer placements, so please look into that. People are serious about it. They don't always respond immediately, but we're there, and in fact, we are scattered through a couple of classes, very committed to it, and take it very seriously. Love our research, but everybody I know very much is passionate about teaching as well. My name's Carl. I'm going to try not to get the pink sign from Victor, So what my lab does, I'm based out of the Douglas Hospital, and as you may know, McGill has its central site, but we also have a lot of very cool things going on at hospitals around Montreal. So my group's called the Psychiatric Genetics Group. Just also so you know, not 10 years ago, I was sitting in this exact place up here. It's been a very fun journey. It's been great, and I benefited from people writing reference letters for me, working in people's labs, and sort of just slowly working my way through the system. So what I do is the following. Essentially, patients come into the hospital. We're a genetics group, so we screen the genome for mutations or changes to the genome. We look for differences between a case group and a control group. Cases could be 100 schizophrenia patients. Controls could be their first-degree unaffected relatives, for example. And then we try and identify something that's different between the two groups. Obviously trying to look at, is there a molecular basis for whatever disorder we're interested in, which could be antidepressant response. It's not necessarily schizophrenia or any other mental disorder. And then we want to understand, what is it that this thing is doing? So if it's a DNA change, how does that affect the biology? So we use stem cell modeling to do that, which is why we've hooked up with Claire's group to try and get at some of these issues. Very briefly, this is a DNA mutation. That's the kind of things we screen for. I'm going to skip that, so we'll make sure we can... the very cool thing going on at the Douglas right now and elsewhere, but we really pioneered out there, is this idea of changes to the genome without changing the DNA. So that means that there's little marks on the genome. So those are the blue balls, or the yellow balls you see there, and the orange balls. You can actually change the genome, which means change the way genes are expressed, which can relate to behavior. If we all agree that gene expression could be related to behavior, if we change the genome, that could affect gene expression. And what we're realizing is that there's a possibility that there is a means to have a stimulus, some kind of behavioral stimulus, that could be light, it could be a diet, it could be a childhood abuse, that can actually alter the genome without seeing DNA mutations, which can have a long-lasting impact and lead to future problems. In my case, we look at psychiatric issues and suicide. So these are the types of things we're starting to see, so without changing the DNA. And that also, of course, gives way to something like this. I'm going to wrap it up right now, just the idea you have the same genome in every single cell, which can give way to a different cell type. And just finally, an example of a behavioral disorder where a gene that's responsible for this function can actually give way to autism. These are things done in my lab and other disorders. So thank you very much. Thank you.